Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel, we see our Lord telling his apostles not to take anything with them for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Our Lord here is exhorting them to apostolic poverty so that they may not be encumbered and distracted by the things of the world. And this is the gospel passage that inspired St. Francis, okay, to begin his way of life. As we read in the Life of St. Francis, the First Life by Thomas of Celano, "But when a certain day the gospel was read in that church," the gospel which we just read, "how the Lord sent his disciples out to preach, the holy man of God assisting there, understood somewhat the words of the gospel. After Mass, he humbly asked the priest to explain the gospel to him more fully. When he had set forth for him in order all these things, the holy Francis, hearing that the disciples of Christ should not possess gold or silver or money, nor carry along the way scrip or wallet or bread or a staff, that they should not have shoes or two tunics, but that they should preach the kingdom of God in penance, immediately cried out exultingly, 'This is what I wish, this is what I seek, this is what I long to do with all my heart.'" And so this was an answer to St. Francis's prayer to our Lord when he said, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" And so our Lord spoke to St. Francis through the words of his gospel and through his priest, who then explained the gospel to St. Francis. "Then the Holy Father, overflowing with joy, hastened to fulfill that salutary word he had heard, and he did not suffer any delay to intervene before beginning devoutly to perform what he had heard," okay? Putting into practice the word of God. "He immediately put off his shoes from his feet, put aside the staff from his hands, was content with one tunic, and exchanged his leather girdle for a small cord. He designed for himself a tunic that bore a likeness to the cross, that by means of it he might beat off all temptations of the devil. He designed a very rough tunic, so that by it he might crucify the flesh with all its vices and sins. He designed a very poor and mean tunic, one that would not excite the covetousness of the world. The other things that he had heard, however, he longed with the greatest diligence and the greatest reverence to perform. For he was not a deaf hearer of the gospel, but committing all that he had heard to praiseworthy memory, he tried diligently to carry it out to the letter." And so we sons of St. Francis should have his same spirit in wanting to observe the gospel and even observe it literally where possible. But even we see clerics today, okay, secular priests, in a certain sense, must also observe the words of the gospel. We read in Canon Law, number 282, it says this: "Clerics are to follow a simple way of life and avoid anything which smacks of worldliness." Okay? This is because the word of God, as we also know from the gospel, that falls among the thorns and grows up and gets choked by those thorns. And those thorns represent the cares and anxieties of this world. But our Lord, instructing his apostles in apostolic poverty, gives them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And so by this detachment from worldliness, anything that smacks of worldliness, embracing apostolic poverty, we then have power and authority over demons, if not to expel demons, certainly to resist demonic attacks and temptations. Okay, we can overcome temptations to sin. And so this goes first place for Franciscans, but also to secular priests and also to the laity, to practice the virtue of poverty and detachment, right? And by doing so, to overcome worldliness and demonic temptations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Fructum ventris tuum.